Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Yeah. Truth is out there, Voice of the People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. The Truth is out there, Voice of the People Media Network. Our caller number is 515-602-9657. There may be some delays tonight, whatever reason, they're having technical difficulties. So be patient. If you try calling in, just keep trying to call in. It'll get you through. Anyway, I want to thank everybody. Right now, folks out there, there's some big things going on. We got a bunch of rallies going around. Trump is at Nevada, how everyone to say it, in Reno tonight before thousands of people, because the caucus is next month. You got caucus, you got all these type of caucuses coming up from Iowa to Nevada in the next few weeks. So they're doing that. You got New Hampshire primary, you got the Iowa caucus, and you got the Nevada caucus, all in the next 30 days, actually the next 50 days, basically, as they say. And so it's busy out there. And wherever Trump is going, he's getting thousands of people in support. And again, another one of DeSantis's team has walked out on him, as he is falling down on the polling. Nobody likes a backstab, but nobody likes someone that is that promises that, you know, ungrateful SOB, so to speak. And he was, you know, and that's one of the reasons why he's losing support. He took it to Florida for a while, and then he lied to the people when he was pressured when he ran for governor. Are you going to run for president in 2024, instead of saying, no, I'm going to let Trump handle it, or I want to finish my term for people in Florida, he refused to answer that question, which means he was running. and he basically told the people in Florida, go fuck off, and for his own political gain. It's not for what's best. He does not think what's best for the country, because if he did, he would drop out now, unite the party behind Trump, and let's get this done, and let Trump get his 4 years, and then he is done, because you can't go more than 2 years, two terms in this country. So he would have been done, and then it would have been DeSantis' turn in 2028. Now it looks like he might have screwed that up, because, again, nobody likes somebody that backstabs people or not loyal to others. And that's a big thing. And there's a lot of deep state filtering into his stuff. And same thing with Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's another one that Trump got the UN ambassador for Trump, and then backstabbed her. She said that if Trump was running, she wasn't going to run, and lo and behold, she's running, and she's getting a lot of Democrat support because they want to jump off the ship of Biden. Let me bring in my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. I want to talk about Governor DeSantis.
Go ahead.
I don't know what his story is, but what I do know, in 2028, if Trump picks Kristi Noem as his VP, she will run for president. She will be our first real woman president. And she will take this country by storm. And she will go into the next 8 years, taking us into a grandstand place. I have no doubt about what she can do and how she builds, who she interacts with. She's a good organized team, great organized team. Okay, she has people who put out promos on her, who just have her best interest at heart. And she has her state at the best interest of her heart and this country. Okay? You can tell. You know, you can tell the real people, you know, who have heart and soul. And she is a dug-in patriot, Sons of Liberty. Okay? And I'm telling you, Trump picks her as VP, he will be our next president, because you really got to think about picking the best VP for you, and a cabinet that's not full with schmucks. It's not about business. It's not about this. It's not about what I owe. It's not about that. What it is that they are totally into the country. Dr. Ben Carson, he's someone I would definitely bring back. Okay? Kevin McCarthy, no way. Okay, he's a stuck-up piece of shit. Okay, and he's deep state. So Trump has now got to figure out and wheedle out who's deep state. He has to see who they interact with, who they get money from, who they do the dinners with, who they're friendly with. Because you really need to do that. That's a true vet job. Okay, and he needs someone to really, truly vet them. Shit, I'll do it. Hell, I love gift tracing and doing it. I'll find out what the hell is behind these idiots, if they're for you or against you. Because they have to be for us, okay, the American people. I saw, you know what I mean? You can't just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then they lie to you. They just are an F in the head, okay? Can't stand people who lie. Okay, they have no integrity. They have no self-esteem. They are garbage. And when they all stand on that stage, and thank God there are no more debates, because I never watched any, but they lie. They're whores. They're just whores. They didn't give two shits about this country. You know what? Politics is politics. But honor and integrity, that's something. You know? And Donald J. Trump has integrity. Okay, he will not kowtow to all the bullshit, because he don't like bullshit. Okay, he doesn't like, he didn't accept it in his company. He doesn't accept it personally. He doesn't accept it in his family. And he ain't going to accept it with him as president. because nobody likes it. Okay, and he's getting enough crap dished at him from all different areas, and they're morons. They're just morons. I mean, today, I'll give you an instance. I have Yahoo as my main page when you boot up and you go to a browser and they're there, okay, to log in. I have them, okay? They're the least of bullshit. I mean, soon enough I'll have something else. But they had as a headline, the main headline is that if you impeach Biden, you will be helping Biden win.
They're so scared. They are so scared. Yeah, they are so scared of losing power all the way around.
It's not power. It's evil. They're evil.
Right.
And we're suffering. Fuck that. I want them to suffer, okay? There are a lot of good people in this country, a lot of mensches, big-hearted, smart individuals that are getting stomped on, okay, and getting choked fiscally. For no reason, because of these pieces of shit. And we don't mind that bullshit. I don't be liking it. I mean, food is insane. Food is just, oh my gosh. I go to the steak, it's $25, one piece of steak.
The left, the progressives, the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, they go and they say, the economy's getting better. The economy's getting better. No, it's not. You go and you talk.
I go grocery shopping. I'm a consumer. Okay, I don't have people serving me hoof and foot here. Okay, I don't have people cleaning my home. I don't have people cooking for me or doing my wash or dressing me or bathing. Okay, I do everything myself. Okay, I self-gen. Okay? And so they have no idea what really is going on. But if you go out and you ask the American people, hey, when you go shopping, because I ask people when I walk around the grocery store, I said, what do you think about the prices? And they say, it's insane. I can't afford this. I barely have money to eat. My bills are insane. Look at toilet paper. I bought 12 rolls of toilet paper today, right? And it cost me $10. They were on sale, 2 for $20. So I bought one package. Okay? Bounty is $2 a roll. Everything you got to buy on sale, buy one, get one free. Those are good deals. Okay? But meat. Meat is insane. So is poultry. So is fish. Salmon cuts, a nice big size piece of salmon would have been about $5.99 or something like that. It's at almost $20 a pound. Okay, that's
great. Just catching your own fish.
Okay.
You know, I remember going down to the fish market going years ago, and you could pick up whatever fish you're looking for. And fairly cheap price and everything, and some of them they clean it for you and everything else, and then you just take it home and you cook it, you want to do with it. But now these days, forget about it. It's too expensive.
I wonder what the Fulton fish market is doing these days in Manhattan.
I don't know. That's what I was talking about.
That's the best place to purchase fresh seafood or fish. Okay? I'm saying, I know, they're working it slow to do the impeachment because
they're doing it. Okay. Let's go a couple of these. One, they're doing it in such a way that they could go and have the evidence to put him on trial and get him out of there, because they could go impeach Biden right now. And go to the Senate, and they'll do what they, and they'll just die there. They'll go into trial, they'll find him innocent. But if you get enough evidence, they'll get him guilty.
They're going to do the trial and find him innocent.
We know of at least five.
I am telling you, They are setting you up for fool's gold.
No, we actually got, okay, we actually got five Democrats already that said that if you show us the evidence, we'll probably vote guilty, and that's been confirmed.
You need two-thirds of the Senate.
We can get two-thirds of the Senate in time.
You need these 25 crossovers on the Democrats.
You need 50, and you need about 20, but we got five so far.
You need about 75, 80. That is two-thirds. So you need 25 Democrats.
We got five right now. We expect with the evidence coming in the next few weeks to get to get that or more. They are so scared of that. If the evidence coming out,
you ever heard of the word play for pay?
We already know that.
What are they going to do with the Ukraine money?
They're not getting it. That's dead on arrival. That's part of the things they're going to try to negotiate. It's dead on arrival right now.
So the border is not being closed because of these scumbags.
Right, and so you cannot get any money from Ukraine unless you secure the border. That's the deal, and right now they don't want to do that. So that's where it's at the moment. But with all this stuff, when you start getting people around the country in Democratic areas asking for border security and close the border, they're getting pressure to do it. So we'll see. But in the meantime,
They want to vote for the scum.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they're not going to... Okay.
He makes money from CCP with the fentanyl when they rush it into this country through the border.
Yeah, so, but we did have breaking news yesterday when they arrested the woman that was behind the FBI and stuff that's working in Garland and stuff. She resigned and she was arrested for treason and on trial in probably Gitmo right now, and she'll be hung in a few weeks. So that Leslie Wolf character is been taken
Garland's
care of.
Garland is
the next one that's going to be taken out. But they got Leslie Wolf. She's gone, I think she's working out a plea deal where she's to save her life for treason. In turn, give up Garland and Biden. So we'll see what
anyway. Please, I don't believe. I don't want to give up anything.
But we'll see where that goes. But right now. You got also a lot of deep state people
Hunter Biden,
he defied Congress. He's been indicted on that. The arrest has been made. He's either in a prison cell somewhere or under house arrest somewhere. We're not that sure yet. But he has been taken into custody.
He's privileged.
He's looking at 25 years to life.
Okay.
So he's done. And his father said he's not pardoning him or anything like that. He kind of let it go. In turn, he's looking to find out some kind of plea deal to give up his father and Obama in exchange. Meanwhile, Obama's being taken, charges are filed for killing his chef between him and Michelle or Michael. They all know, even he admits it's Michael. Yeah, he's now admitting that's Michael. Yeah.
Yeah.
So an enigma and a
criminal.
Yeah. So that's another thing there.
Okay. So, the Israel's doing good. I heard they found a main tunnel.
Yeah, they got a super main tunnel, and they're gonna. Yeah. Also, by the way, Trump called. By the way, and we gotta start calling it. The J6 people. That's in the prison cells and stuff. We're calling them hostages. Biden's hostages. So we're calling them hostages. J6, and this is Trump, President Trump. J6 hostages. I don't call them prisoners. They are hostages from the radical leftists, And that he started calling him today, and we agree with that. You know, and that's a big thing there. Also,
to clean this up.
Trump came in. Trump was in Vegas last night. After he did his New Hampshire stuff, he went to Vegas to watch the UFC. He's a big UFC fan, and he goes into Vegas with Kid Rock, Tucker, but Alina, his attorney, came with him. The female attorney, the woman attorney, walked in, and the left was in Vegas going in.
Strategizing.
Yeah, I have it on my Facebook page and Twitter, and the left is going ballistic because they're asking, why is this attorney coming in into the thing? You know,
Who gives a shit? Why worry about it? Let her be happy. Maybe she's into it.
Yeah, she is, and she's
maybe
good,
she's a kickbox to herself.
Yeah.
You know,
and stuff like that.
Maybe she works them out. But they don't think about Kid Rock.
No. Kid Rock. Well, Kid Rock's a big time Trump supporter anyway. He has his own song for Trump. You know, and it's a bunch of stuff. I hear that you got a special guest coming on Wednesday.
A woman out of one of the states here in this country. And she's a master holistic practitioner. So that should be very interesting.
We're going to talk about health.
I'm going to call in next week. Okay?
Yeah.
So her name is Deborah Soul. Like David
Soul.
So she'll be on next week.
Yeah.
I'll call in and listen. Ask her questions. And she'll tell you a lot of stuff. Very, very smart. Very smart.
And it looks like we're making headway. I talked to Gary Buffer, and he might be coming on in a couple of weeks, too, again. So we'll see where he's
She'll
going.
Be on Wednesday, just to let you know. She'll, Wednesday, 8 p.m.
So we got that going. And we're working on a number of other people out there.
Why have they not arrested Kamala? Oh, they're waiting.
Yeah, everything's started on the due time, but they're working on it.
Hurry up and wait. Don't you just love that?
Yeah, that's the military. Talking about the J6, we got more evidence to show that was a setup all the way around, including FBI, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter switching into, we have videotapes of them switching into mega stuff and pretending to be stuff to start the stuff. They also have, we got pictures, a video of rubber bullets flying in the gas chain.
I
want
to know
gas
who created this plan. Who do you think created that plan?
Obama working with Nancy Pelosi. They will be arrested for treason and taken care of not too long from now. There is a movie coming out in a couple of weeks called Capital Punishment 2. We had Nick Searcy on last year when he introduced Capital Punishment 1, the first one, and that was a big hit. Last year, and we did that, and he was on. Nick says he also did Justified and many other programs and stuff, big-time actor, but director and producer, and he was on. He's been on Newsmax a number of times, and he's been on our show, and he'll be coming on shortly, too, another one, and it's important that we get that going, and Capital Punishment 2 will have video and direct information showing what I just said about Nancy Pelosi and Obama and the Democrats and others with the working conjunction with the FBI and Antifa and Black Lives Matter to set Trump and MAGA people up on J6. It was a coordinated attack by the ultra-left communists on us to try and get Trump. And it's going to backfire on because it's all coming out. You also have Denise D'Souza movie Police State coming on.
this year, the new year, we'll be starting the presidential primaries.
It starts
how
in a couple weeks.
How is that going to be executed?
Well, the caucus, we got a couple of caucus at a New Hampshire primary in January. And
how
that's
are they doing
all,
them? With machines?
The caucus. No more machines. Dominion machines have been kicked out of most of the country, and the ones that will be, most of the others will be kicked out in the next few weeks. Dominion itself, the people that own Dominion have been arrested for treason, and I think the Philippines got them, a number of people of them in their prisons ready to be executed. Because they got them for that. And they tried in Argentina, and they got rid of them in Argentina, and that's how we won in Argentina. In Netherlands, they tried it again, and they also got rid of them. And every place that they're in, the people that are involved with Dominion have been taken into custody and are being tried for treason for the individual countries. They will not survive this, and we will get them all. Anyone that tries to steal, cheat, or manipulate of the elections this year will be arrested for treason and put into Gitmo on the tribunal, and if they're found guilty, will be executed. That's the end of this shit. We are not taking this, and we're not, and there's not going to be any more mail-in ballots. If you want to, if you cannot go to the polling place, you get absentee ballot, and you have to prove who you are. Signature, photograph, thumbprint, DNA, it's the last 4 digits of Social Security. And we'll verify everything. And birth certificate. All of that's in there. And same thing. And every bowling place,
you
got to show who you are.
In order to get a driver's license, you have to show everything under the sun. Why can't you do that to vote?
And that's what's happening now in all 50 states. And that's what we're doing it. And that's how we're doing it. And the American people had enough. The parents are waking up. They don't want their kids to be indoctrinated, recruited. The Jewish people are waking up. They know that the Democrats, Biden, us, they hate them. How many Jewish people got to walk in the oven and vote for a Democrat?
Blacks are waking up.
They know they're being pawned. And with the illegals coming in, by the Democrats, it's taking away.
The Spanish are waking up. The French are waking up. They're all waking up.
They had enough of this stuff. They want to live. They want to close the borders. Talking about minorities and stuff, a very big thing going on in the minority communities and now in other areas is the fact that there are single-parent households. And 80 to 90% of all single-parent households are single moms. And almost all of the kids that survive with single parent households either have a problem with education, or they have a criminal background, or they're tied to addiction. They are missing something. A mother can only do so much and needs a father in the place. The father can only do much so much. They need a mother in the place. The perfect family is a mother, father, two parents.
They have a role model that can give them direction and support.
And the only role models, and the worst role models are around in the world right now is people like LeBron James and Swift and others. It's crazy stuff. You know, Taylor Swift has no business doing anything but music and trying to make Google eyes on her football player. So, you know, and that's it. You know, and that's a big thing there. So coming on hopefully in the next week or two is going to be Jack Brewer from the Jack Brewer Foundation. He'll be talking about single parent households, and he's out at the Jack Brewer Foundation's here in Broward County. It's in the Palm Plantation rather, but they are one of the largest organizations that handles parents who have kids, single parent households and stuff. They give them all kinds of benefits and stuff, and counseling and all kinds of heads up and stuff to help individual single parents, male or female, mother or father, to help them guide their kid in the growing up process. Because
Boys and Girls Club is good.
Yes, in fact, the Miami Dolphins today worked a day. Boys and Girls Club every year, they have a little day for Christmas and Hanukkah and stuff for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And for the people and all the kids in the Boys and Girls Club, the Miami Dolphins came in and helped them out and did their thing, bought toys and gifts and everything and food and set up. It was shown. They did a little segment at the Dolphin Jet game today where the Dolphins shut out the Jets big time. And in fact, it's the first shutout in 2-3 years for the Dolphins.
The Dolphins have always been child friendly. Dan Marino with autism,
yes.
Okay, a
right.
lot of them just support the babies, okay? Mm-hmm. They've always been that way. You know, not every team is great, but there are some. The Steelers support it, okay? The Titans support it.
Most teams have something for the kids.
I know the
Miami Marlins do something because I was part of it a couple of years ago. And I know, in fact, the Marlins just did a 5K thing this weekend, Saturday. The Marlins did it at Marlins, well, I call it Marlins Park, Long Depot Park, whatever you want to call it. I call it Marlins Park. And our friend, Queen Emily, came in first in her age group. What they did, run around the stadium and the park area, and then they could run around the field, and it's really interesting. And it looked like they ran around the bases too, so that's a good thing. I don't know if anyone did Marlins Park, gone in there, but it's a beautiful place to go, and they did pretty well, and it was a good thing. And she's also special needs, and her birthday's coming up this week too. So happy birthday to Queen Emily! Her birthday's coming up on the 22nd.
That's right. How old is she?
Oh, that's a big thing. I think 32.
Excellent.
You know,
awesome.
And what's a good?
She's
awesome. And you know, this young lady that nobody thought would be alive today.
Millennial.
She's got everything out. She's got a heads up, but she's doing good. She met some guy, which looks like a very good guy, and you know, he's taking real good care of her. And they're both do a little similar stuff and things like that. And she's happy. She's not that good in pool, but he is. You know, and I kind of challenged him to a pool game, but we'll see if that happens. Yeah. But anyway, that's a good thing there. So, we're happy with that. And, and that's a big thing. But, there's a lot of good things around, but there's a lot of bad things around. But we need to make things better in life. And the best way to do that is to make things better for everyone. And that's improving one's life. So when people say, let's make our education system great again. What is wrong with that? Let's make our military great again. We are at the lowest point in 80 years in our military, in recruitments and everything else. Let's rebuild our reserves. We have very little reserves left because we're depleted. Let's drill, baby, drill. Let's become energy independent again. It's all part of making America great again. We're getting more oil coming in today, that we're producing more oil than ever before. No, you're not. That's a lie. It's manipulation of numbers. They haven't built a new...
They're not
drilling new leases. Yeah, right. They're not. They haven't bought a new leash or sold a new leash. Right.
Wag the dog.
And let's secure our borders. Let's try and make our borders safe again. You know, we got almost 2 million Galloways already. We have terrorism in this country. They found 20 different IEDs at the border. They got tons and tons of fentanyl coming in, weapons and all kinds of gangs and murders.
They're preparing for telling you. They are preparing till Biden will get elected. They are preparing for a massive something.
We will take out Biden. When that happens, the first person that will take will be a casualty will be him.
It's these people. They're here. There's a million.
We know that. But we also know, they say we don't know. We do know where they are. And we're going to, the minute something is going on, we will take care of it. We have a lot of people. I'd like to thank the states. I'd like to thank Albert. And the military that's told Biden to go fuck off, and the National Guard and other places, and law enforcement and the Border Patrols that all told Biden to go fuck off, and they're going
to
do what they have to do
to
secure.
The people need to arm themselves and be prepared.
They are. Every American is going to be prepared. We have what we call, see, that's the real militias, the American people. All right.
Yeah.
And the American people is the militia, and the American people is the what's there, and the Constitution.
You need to prepare for Red Dawn. You need to prepare for Red Dawn.
We're already there. We're already set up. Everything's all set up. Right. They're not going to do the same thing they did in 2020. They're not going to do it because they're all going to be gone, and they know it. And the American people know that. And the American people.
Let's talk about something happy. Next Saturday is a very, very, very special day. Do you know what next Saturday is?
What?
Your birthday. And do you know how old you're going to be?
No.
My favorite number.
69. Yeah, but and that's it. And then you got Sunday is Christmas Eve, and then some. Which we got to do Sunday show is going to be Christmas Eve show.
It's important. It's your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do something. A year's gone by, and we'll do the year end review, but.
Okay, switch to another topic. You're a killjoy. Go.
Talk about the daytime Emmys.
They were great. Edie McCoy won for a young actress. Susan Lucci got an award. Woman gave a speech straight from her heart. Was it written
talking about what we talk about.
Talking
follow your passions, your dreams.
And the Gen Zs and the Xs. And say, wake up, people. Go get your asses off the ground and go make a life. Because there's plenty out there to learn and engage with and live life. Don't be a Klingon. And what else? Sonny won something. I don't know.
Bernard, he won his dress.
Oh my God. Oh, I forgot his name. Shit.
Haley Mills.
No. From NCIS. I can't think of his name.
Shoma?
No, the gray-haired guy, the one who's in jail. You know, the gangster.
I don't know. Jeff Culver saw the other thing.
Yes. Jeff Culver won. He looks good.
Jeff Culver is always good.
He is. He's a great character actor. He carries his weight with his part and his character. He's just amazing. You know, and they talked about Christopher Tyler who killed himself.
Yes.
You know, so young, so off, and so in such a bad place. you know. And news came out about Matthew Perry that he died from ketoacidosis something. He was taking some medicine for depression, and that medicine killed him.
Yep.
He ate up his insides, and it killed him. He had to have a heart attack. So doctors don't always know what they're doing, and pharmaceutical companies don't always know what they're doing. That goes to show you that, okay? And I've been reading a lot of stuff about type 2 diabetes and the medicine, and finding that that medicine's not necessarily good for you, okay? And it's not about your kidneys. It's about your pancreas, okay? And
Which medicine?
Metformin. Some of those medicines are so not good for you, okay? They're not healing you. They're keeping you down. It's like Jerry Lewis's kids. They never found answers to muscular dystrophies when they could. You know what I mean? It's the same shit, because the pharmaceutical companies make billions and trillions of dollars off your ass. Why would they want you to get healthy? I believe there's a homeopathic way to make yourself healthy with type 2 diabetes. I really believe that. And all the other medicines, and blood pressure, and high cholesterol, and all that shit. Okay? I believe there's a healthier way to make yourself healthy. You got to exercise. You got to walk. You got to eat healthy. No salt, no sugar. Shouldn't do carbs. No fried foods. No soda. Soda's a killer. Okay? And live a healthy life. Because all you need is food is to live. You don't need it to you don't eat to live. You don't live to eat. You have to eat to live. Make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So if doctors would put people on a nutritional thing, you know, because every person's okay, and they need to eat healthy. You know, the shit they put on the market is really bad for you. It's bad for you. Okay, and having weight is not good. It doesn't help. We have a very high end of obesity in this country, of weight. And people should be a lot thinner. They should be working out, eating healthy, exercising, walking, okay, swimming, okay?
Some of the stuff we're going to be talking about on Wednesday with Deborah Soul and the master holistic practitioner,
exactly.
And she'll go into details how you keep get healthy.
She is an expert in this particular area, and she knows her stuff. So yeah, I mean, they do that GOLO, so you're insulin resistant, okay, mm-hmm. to lose weight. If you're going to lose weight, don't take those pills and all that crap. Just eat healthy and exercise. It works. It don't matter what age you are.
Take a walk every day if you can, a mile or two or three.
You need to walk, okay? Your legs don't swell up. Your feet don't swell up. Your toes, okay? You feel good. You sleep good. You're breathing good. You know, and you're loving your body. You need to love yourself. Can't be an emotional eater the whole life. It just doesn't work. And you don't need to give a shit what people think. It's what you think. And it's how you live. And if you want to live to 100, you need to change and see a better light of day. And that is my spot on health.
Yeah. You know. Anyway, you want to try and play a song, see if it works?
Sure. What are we going to listen to today?
Okay, I don't know. Let's try I Am America, okay?
Sounds great. Love it.
Yes, and we all are, and we all, and we're going to make America great again, and we're going to continue to do that.
America is great. We just have imbeciles in power.
We have to get rid of all these things. We also got to get rid of the indoctrination and equipment.
This country is great. We're great. I don't need to be great again. I'm already great.
Well, we need to get our kids. See, the thing is that our schools and our education, our little kids are being indoctrinated, recruited. You know, and then you got university. By the way, pressure's being even more put on the Harvard president because she's now being sued for plagiarism, and people pulling their monies out of Harvard, and to tell her she's fired, Harvard's going to go broke, because Hofstra
is a great school for become a lawyer.
Hofstra is great, and no one else is good. All you have to do is walk down the field of Hofstra for the Jets training camp, number one. And number two, you can't walk down this to get to Uniondale anymore for the Islanders. You got to go to Belmont, where Belmont Park is, around that area, because that's where the Islanders play.
Come here to Florida and go to Nova.
Nova is great. Again, that's another
Nova's
one.
Nova's got a great medical school.
Yeah, medical school.
Legal. They got it all. You know?
Yeah, financial. They got financial school for finances, too. You could be in the financial world. Everything.
Right.
And the sports teams are pretty good.
We have financial. We have it all down here. Hard to believe. When you look at us, that we're just a tropical fun state, we have industry. We have business. We create.
We have opportunities, and we're going to continue to grow. And another one is Texas, the people are doing pretty good. And we can continue on areas and stuff like that. But, we'll see in the next year how things turn out, but everything looks good down here.
Scarlett Butler telling everybody that I will be back on Wednesday with our special guest, Deborah Soule, and the master holistic practitioner, and God bless America, God bless Israel, God bless everybody. Everybody have a great night. Bye.
And we're going to end this in a few minutes. Just want to say thank everybody. Go out there, heading into the election time. We got to get out there and vote. Do not allow the deep state to win. Do not allow the communists to win. You got to get out there and bring 20, 30, 40, 50 people in there to vote. Double, triple check stuff. Yes, we got rid of most of the Dominion machines, but you still got to be careful anyway. If you see something, say something. We're there. We have an army of people to help you to make sure that the vote is not stolen or anything. If you have anything, we got go to your app that we set up, and we'll be right there. And if they give you a hard time, we will arrest them and take care of them, probably deploy them to get more waiting for treason. So we'll get them out, all these criminals. They will not steal this time around. And any candidates involved with the steal will be arrested, disqualified, charged for treason, and go from there. We're going to make sure that the elections are free and legit. No illegals, no criminal activities, none of that stuff. It's going to be there. We had enough of this stuff. The American people had enough. And not stealing, you will see a revolution that they cannot survive. And besides, no Jew should be voting for a Democrat. No Christian should be voting for a Democrat. They do not support you. They hate you. And they show that's hate. And that's how it goes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming on the show. Stay tuned Wednesday for a real unique show with Deborah Soul, the Master Holistic Practitioner. We talk about health and how to get better in many different ways. And then Sunday, next Sunday is our Christmas show. And the Sunday after that is our New Year's show. It will go over year in review and things of that nature. And we'll have a lot of fun in between. And I want to thank everybody again. And we'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. And, of course, the call-in number is 515-602-9657. And we'll have a pleasant evening. And we'll see you on Sunday, on Wednesday. See you on Wednesday, 8 p.m.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America. Before I leave, we go past the impeachment evidence, so you can listen to it. One is Watch Off by Messages, IRS whistleblower. The good guy received 10% from the CCP link, CEFC China deal. Court Hunter text says he's only kept 15% of his paychecks. Another email complained Joe took half his checks. FBI undercover assets reported bribery scheme confirmed Big Guy Joe. Hunter's business partner also confirmed Big Guy is Joe. After Joe left 3P office, Hunter's barista salary cut in half. Eyewitness statements, more than 150 suspicious activity reports from the U.S. banks. Joe and Hunter shared a bank account. Biden's two fake emails. Biden's written letter to Hunter's business partner. Biden's videotape confession. Biden's dining with Hunter. best part is then lying about it. Obama administration not knowing Biden would demand Ukraine prosecutor firing. Biden helping Hunter, Chinese business partner, kids got into U.S. colleges. Flight records show Hunter flew 411 times for government jets while Joe was VP. Biden received kickbacks from UPenn after school received $54 million in Chinese donations, and Biden refused to release records of his escort or bank statements during bribery scheme. That is a big thing, and you get more. We'll talk about it on during the podcast and all week. Thank you again, and have a very pleasant evening. See you on Wednesday.